God has a purpose for your life and doors of opportunity that He wants to open to you. How do you connect with His opportunities? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Now, here's Kenneth Copeland.
Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Father, we pray over this lesson tonight in the kingdom of God economics and how the kingdom functions. And we thank you for it. We open our eyes, we open our hearts for revelation from heaven. We open our ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Verse 1, 2 Corinthians 8, 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit, or to know, of the grace of God. Underline grace of God. In fact, go through your Bible and underline it every time you find it and underline it in red or something. That'll stand out to you. Moreover, brethren, we do you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy. You see the word joy there? The Lord just spoke to us about that, didn't He? Now, that was the grace that was bestowed upon them, was the grace of joy. And their deep poverty. So you in deep poverty, you need some joy. And the grace of joy came on these people in the meetings that they were having together with the Apostle Paul and his team. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, or in other words, voluntarily, one translation says, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Now, here is a group of people in a famine situation. Great affliction had come on that whole area. And particularly on them, because they was under a lot of persecution anyway. And, they're in deep poverty. But the Apostle Paul is preaching the word to them, and the grace of joy hit that bunch.
Amen. Amen.
You can joy your way out of poverty. There's a way out of it. Oh, yeah, there ain't nothing permanent about poverty. It's under the curse. You've been redeemed from it. But now, they, under the grace of joy, the King James uses the word prayed them. The other translation and the Greek text says they begged Him. They were begging Him, please let us in on this offering. Because there was an offering being gathered. these people are hurting financially. And they're begging to give. Amen. That just let that soak in on you a little bit. Why would they have to beg anybody to let them give? Well, without a revelation of it, the general idea is that poor people are poor and they're too poor to give. Well, after all, Brother Copeland, you know, it is God's will that there be some rich people and there be some poor people. And here again, we have come up on some pure bull. That's a lie from hell. Well, God must have loved poor folks because he made so many of them. Ha, 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 ha. That ain't funny. God's never made anybody poor in his existence. Poverty is under the curse. Amen. I really have to watch myself over this because it makes me angry. And the scripture says, be angry and sin not. I get angry. I get close to sinning. I'm telling you, because I don't like this. I don't like people claiming that the Lord Jesus Christ made anybody poor either. Don't talk like that in my presence because I may not be quite that sanctified. You sure better not come tell me that God put cancer on somebody. You better stand off a piece. Now, come down. Look at verse 7. Now, he is speaking to these people in Corinth about this people in Macedonia. You follow that now? And what the people in Macedonia did, he is using this, he laid the principle down. Now he's talking to the people at Corinth. Verse 7, therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us or your love for the ministry, see that you abound, or see to it that you abound in this grace also. Verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. Now wait, stop, hold it. He did not become poor in his ministry. That is a wrong concept, and it is unscriptural, and it's a lie from hell. Jesus was not a poor man. No. He told his 12. He said, now don't bring anything with you. Don't even bring two pairs of shoes. Don't bring a purse. Don't bring anything. Well, see there, Brother Copeland, he didn't want them to have anything. They didn't wear the same clothes for 3.5 years. What's the matter with you? No, he was telling them, you're working for me now. I'll take care of everything for you.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not a fisherman anymore. You're not a tax collector anymore. And Peter said, we've left all. So he said, now, and then you got over in the book of Luke, he said, when I ask you to leave everything, he said, did you lack anything? They said, no, Lord, nothing. They were well cared for, well taken care of. And when they didn't have any money, he just fed them anyway. Amen.
Amen.
They walked in the supernatural for 3.5 years. They had enough money that Judas was stealing it without anybody finding out about it. Of course, Jesus knew it. Amen. Now, glory. So when did he become poor? At the cross. He was made a curse for us. And he took the curse of poverty. Poverty is listed over and over and over again in the curse of the law. In fact, if you would look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter, don't lose your place there in 2 Corinthians, we're coming back that way. In Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 4. Save when there shall be no poor among you, for the Lord shall greatly bless you in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it. Only if you carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do these commandments which I command thee this day. For the Lord thy God blesseth thee as he promised. Now, New Living Translation says, there should be no poor among you. Amen. Now there's God's will. There should be no poor among you. Why? They had a covenant with him. See? It is God that giveth thee the power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant. Amen. Throughout the earth. Amen. So what happened? If you didn't listen to God under that old covenant, that I'm telling you, Satan had authority, and there was that curse was, boy, it is powerful. And if you just get out from under the covenant of God just for a little bit, and the scripture said this stuff will come on you and overtake you till you be destroyed. But then Jesus Christ, in the third chapter of the book of Galatians, was made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, talking about the cross, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ. Well, what about the blessing of Abraham? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. The word translated sorrow there is toil. Now we work. You don't work, you don't eat. That's what the scripture says. Amen. But we're not working for a living. The just shall live by faith. What? I'm not working for a living? That's what I said. Soldiers don't work for a living. They're on assignment. You missed a chance to shout right there. Amen. Amen. We're on assignment.
Amen.
Well, you know, Brother Corey, yeah, but I got a job I go to. Yeah, I know it. And that's good. As long as you're in the one God told you to be in. What? Well, we're Americans. I thought we could, you know, we could do anything we want to do, not be a Christian. Amen. Show God quiet in here, didn't he? has set every member of the body of Christ in the place, in his plan now, that pleases him. Now, he takes great pleasure in the prospering of his servants, and in the New Testament, his family. So he has designed a place for you and a place for me that I'm telling you, if you'll seek God and get in that place, that is your laughing place. The scripture calls it your wealthy place. That's what it calls it. It is your wealthy place. Because in his plan, he designed that place because he knew when you get there, you're going to like it better than any place on the face of this darling earth, I'm telling you. Amen. I don't care where on the earth it is.
Amen. Praise God.
Because that's where the grace is. Mm. And that's where the blessing is. Amen. And but Brother Copeland, he's talking about sending me to some terrible, wicked, poor place. That's the reason he's sending you. He's not sending you to over there and be poor. He's sending you over there to break that poverty in that place.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Glory. Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. But you get in this, you get in this Babylonian pipeline that, well, you gotta go through this, and then you gotta graduate from high school. Yeah, amen. I'm not talking against that, you understand? I believe in that. But then, you got to go from that to college. Who said? Well, if I don't go to college, I can't make a living. Really? So your living's based on, oh, yeah. You better get you a new Bible. The one you got's messed up. No, God is responsible. And we live by faith. You need to be going to college if he tells you to go to college. And you need to be going where he tells you to go. And you don't go there just because they got a scholarship. We need to be inquiring of the Lord, because it is God that gives you power to get well. There are people, the heathen prosper in the world. We prosper in God by the blessing of the Lord. We're in the kingdom of God. They're in the kingdom of darkness. Two absolute, totally different systems. Amen. So when your child comes in and says, Mama, what am I supposed to be and where am I supposed to go? We're going to sit down here and pray, and we're going to believe God, and we're going to open our ears, and we're going to let God talk to us about this. And by the time it comes time for you to go to high school, you'll get it from the Lord. You'll know exactly what you're doing and where you're going. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. He may send you to college. He may not. That's his business. He knows right where you need to be.
Amen.
And he has a place for you. Now, you want me to tell you what to seek first? The kingdom of God? You want me to tell you what to seek first? Where's my church? Not where's my job. Where's my church? Where's my sheepfold? Where am I supposed to be? I belong somewhere in this world. I know, and it don't have to be this backwards way of doing stuff. Find the job and then hunt a church. That's disastrous. The pastor sure don't need you, unless unknowingly. And this happens a lot. Unknowingly, God just maneuvered you around and got you in there.
Amen.
Amen. And that happened. That happens a lot. Thank God it does.
Amen.
Now, pastors, on the other hand, did you ever notice there's some people in your church that just don't agree with hardly anything you say? You know why? They ain't the wrong sheepfold. They good people, but they ain't hearing nothing you say. You may be a roofing pastor, and they're plumbers.
Amen.
In the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
They belong in a plumbing church, and you're a roofing church. You preach roofing messages, and they want to hear plumbing messages. And everything you preach is just don't work, man. And they just fuss about you all the time. They just irritating. Well, they're not hearing anything they want to hear. Don't criticize them. Get with them. Pray with them. There's a plumbing church somewhere. Help them get in it.
Amen.
Amen. Because, hey, they'd put the, you, hey, you know what happened? You give them much to do, they put the toilet on top of the house. They a plumber in a roofing church. But if he going to be happy if he finds him a plumbing preacher someplace. He's going to be happy. And you guys need to be praying and find out where he's supposed to be. Amen. Ain't none of this based on money, you understand? But I'll tell you this, money is based on this.
Amen.
So, glory to God. There shouldn't be any poor among you. Now, let's go back over there to 2 Corinthians. The joy of the Lord came all over these people, and man, they gave of themselves. They gave of money, and they had to beg the Apostle Paul to get him to let him do it. And I am totally convinced that a good bit of the revelation in 1 and 2 Corinthians, particularly 2 Corinthians, was born out of that situation in Macedonia. And you'll see it here in a moment. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. Now that means since he bore the curse, he was rich, but he had to become poor as us. Well, what does that mean? He delivered us from the curse. He's raised from the dead. There ain't nobody any richer than him.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So that we could become as rich as he is.
Amen.
And as he is, so are we in this world. It's shouting time in the place tonight. That's God's will. You've been rich all the time and just now finding out about it. Oh, yeah. Everything is already paid. Now, we just need to get in line with what he's telling us to do and be where he's telling us to be. That's the reason you need to get off of that wrong road. It's full of potholes, and get on the plan of God, and that road that you're in over there when you do it yourself. I'm telling you, it goes through Sickville. It goes through Broke County, Demonville, amen, Horror Town. Get off of there.
Amen.
Get over here on this spiritual freeway.
Oh,
glory to God. Now, don't misunderstand me. There ain't no free rides.
No.
Yeah. That's right.
You're going to get attacked.
Yeah.
I mean, in the perfect will of God, you're going to get attacked. But when you're in your place, you have the grace to overcome them. When you're out of place, it's a struggle because your victory is over there somewhere. Well, when you, that's really the reason why it seemed like God just seemed like you just having a hard time making it, and it seemed like God just, every time I pray, he wants me to do something else. I mean, why? God is always bumping you toward that other path over there. And if you'll break out of that pipeline, that grade school, high school, college, and get a good job with a retirement thing so I can quit. There is no word in the Hebrew language, retire.
That's right.
It isn't. Why do you want to quit?
Yep.
Well, I'd like to quit and just go do what I want to do. If you go get in the place where you belong, you'll be doing what you want to do and you won't ever work a day in your life. You be playing all your life.
Amen.
There's a few guys have gotten into those kind of jobs.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh yeah. I tell you, I love what I do. I was born for this. And when I was struggling against it, I'll tell you, I was a failure going somewhere to happen. I couldn't make nothing work right. And that's why. And I thought it was just me. No, it wasn't me. God was not allowing me to get off out in there into those places. There wasn't no way he's going to allow me to become a fighter pilot, that's what I wanted to go do. I was not called to be a fighter pilot. I was called to fly in the ministry. I knew I was called to fly. I was born to fly, man. And I had my heart made up, my mind made up. I was going to do it if it... But God had a plan. He put that in my heart. My daddy said, if I popped your head open, there wouldn't be none but airplanes and motorcycles. Jump out. He gives us all things richly to enjoy. Hallelujah.
I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Curseville is out there. God warned us about it and urged us not to travel the road that leads there. But he will allow us to choose our own way. If we get on the road to Curseville and don't get off of it, we're going to wind up there. Is that because God sent us there? No, he urged us not to go. At any point of the journey, God will save you from it. Today, if you find yourself on the wrong road and see destruction ahead, just repent and get on the right road. Trust him and let him put you on the road of life today.
Live every day blessed, healthy, and strong in your covenant with God as you take hold of your inheritance in Christ. Discover what belongs to you as a child of God in the Take Your Place package. Begin walking in your spiritual inheritance and receive everything God has promised you. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Dare to Take Your Place, gives you courage to live by faith. Know and understand who you really are in Christ. Receive every promise he has set aside for you. Make permanent changes in your life and circumstances. See yourself the way God sees you in the mini book, The Image of God in You by Kenneth Copeland. Hear and do what your Father in heaven says and experience his results. Increase your faith and allow the power of God to move in and through you. Your faith will take you as far as you dare to go as you take your place in God. Order the Take Your Place package today for only $13.99. That's a savings of over 15%. Discover your covenant relationship with God and how to take your place in his family. Start walking, talking, and acting on God's word and receive his promises for your life. For this and more from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 or write to us today. For an additional 10% off, order your package online. Build your faith in the Word daily. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory at kcm.org. Be sure to download your free copy of the study notes at kcm.org/notes and receive all the scriptures, prayers, and key teaching points from each broadcast. Use the notes for your own personal study or to share with family and friends.